like to take a break now. I think we can hear item 10 and maybe look for a break at about 1 if we're still, look for a break at about 1:30, or we could do a break now. What is the pleasure of the board?
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I would rather continue and break before the larger case.
Okay. This is Maggie Gold. If that sounds good to everybody else, we will go on to item number 10. So item number 10 is PR 2019-002973. And I believe Mr. Archuleta is here for this case.
Madam Chair,
that case has been deferred.
Oh. Yes. I'm so sorry. You're right. I have that note. How about item 11 then?
Perfect.
Hey, Mr. Archuleta, tell us, go ahead and give us an update and let us know where we are since the 14th.
Okay. Madam Chair, members of the board, Derek Archuleta serving as agent. This is a request that was deferred from, what was it, the?
I believe the 14th.
October 14th, correct. In an effort to complete a waiver that needed to be taken care of before submitting the or consideration of approval of the final plat. So that's been taken care of, and hopefully the project be taken care of today. This is a request for an interior lot line realignment. So I'm here for comments. Thank you.
Excellent. Okay.
Madam Chair. This is Shahab Biazar. If you don't mind, if you could please identify the project number on record instead of just, if you could please.
Oh, certainly. Okay, so this is item 11, PR 2020-003626, SD 2020-00130, preliminary and final plat, and also VA 2020-00360, a DPM waiver.
Thank you.
And do not believe, if there is any member of the public signed up to speak, if you could raise your hand or let us know, and I'm not seeing or hearing anybody. So let's go through board comments for item 11 then.
This is David Kateras, the Water Authority. There's no objection from the Water Authority, thanks.
Excellent. Code enforcement?
Carl Garcia with code enforcement. Mr. Archuleta, I know we discussed the lot sizes previously. What's the status of the lot size? Is it still the 0.5135 acres proposed?
Madam Chair, Carl, there was a supplemental submittal sent at the end of September that reflected the updated lot sizes to conform with your calculations. So since that time, it reflects compliance with the maximum and minimum lot sizes as per calculated.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I believe that the plat I have on this depiction or on the that I'm screen sharing with you was updated. Derek, if it's not, just please confirm that, and I'll bring up the plat that we have that we have from September.
Okay, it appears this plat meets the contextual lot. It falls within the boundaries of the contextual lot sizes. So this plat, if this is the correct plat, is fine.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Archuleta. I have nothing further.
Parks?
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. No comments and no objection.
Thank you.
Hydrology?
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. We have no objection.
Transportation?
Thank you.
This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. Mr. Archuleta, had you received anything from the fire marshal?
I'm sorry for the interruption. Madam Chair, Jean, yes. In fact, I just emailed it to you. I received it earlier this morning with the stamped site plan.
The only other comment that I had was demonstrate that the power pole is not going to interfere with the clearance of 3.5 foot. I think there's one power pole I had mentioned to you. We just need to clearance around that pole for ADA purposes.
Okay. We'll work on taking care of that with an exhibit. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Planning?
This is Jay Rodenbach. We just need the utility and NAFTA signatures prior to DRB member distribution of the plat and a copy of the DXF file approval email from Aegis. That's all we have. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Jay.
Okay. This is Maggie Gould. So, Ms. Wolfenberger, do you need additional exhibits for this? Are we...
This is Jean with transportation. This could possibly affect the right-of-way line and maybe even the infrastructure list. I'm not really sure yet. I just need more detail before we can make that decision. So I'm recommending a deferral.
Okay, this is Maggie Gould. Okay, so Mr. Archuleta, Ms. Wolfenberger, how much time do you think you need? And also, as we've said earlier, keeping in mind that we only have two hearings in November, when would you like this deferred to?
Madam Chair, this is Derek. Let's go for a week, next week if possible, with the intent of, you know, providing that exhibit to Ms. Wolfenberger, and hopefully taking care of it at that point in time by the end of the week.
Okay. So is there a motion to defer item number 11 to the November 4th meeting of the DRB?
This is Jean Wolfenberger with transportation. I move to defer this item to the November 4th meeting.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I second.
Okay. Please vote if you are in favor of deferring item number 11, which is PR 2020-003626, SD 2020-00130 preliminary and final plat, and VA 2020-00360 DPM waiver to the meeting of November 4th.
This is David Gutierrez, the Water Authority. I approve.
Was that an approval, Carl?
Yes, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. I approve.
Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. I approve.
This is Maggie Gould with Planning, and I approve. So there is consensus vote to defer item 11. Project number, SD 2020-00130 and VA 2020-00360 to the meeting of November 4th of the DRB. And I believe that brings us now to item number 12. I believe, so this is item number 12, PR.